Kum Lenin, Ablat Gemara. Instead of us celebrating, he celebrated.
Look at that.
He did. We're daf Yudalid Amud Aleph and Avodah Zarah by the two dots, about 12 lines from the top. We're talking about different products. One is not allowed to sell. Not now. One is not allowed to sell to Avodah Zarah, to a base Avodah Zarah. Or generally not sell to a goy, because these things are generally bought solely for Avodah Zarah. So the next thing we learned was Levoina, frankincense. And it seems like a whole year you shouldn't. We're talking about a certain kind of incense called Levoina Zaka. Says the Gemara Vitanda, but we learned, however, Umikulan. All of these products that our Mishnah says you shouldn't sell to a goy because they'll generally use them for avodah zarah. That's talking about if you sell it individually. But meichin lechavid, if you sell a whole quantity, bulk style, then you're allowed to sell them. Because obviously they're not going to use it themselves, they're using it for trade, to retail. Bekama chavila, what's considered bulk? Peter Shabbi Yehuda Ben Seida, ein chavila p'chusa mishloisha manin. The value of 300 coins, $300. $300, or that's considered already wholesale and is on sale to others. Says the Gemara, so what? What do you think the people, the end consumer who is buying it, is buying it for Avodah Zarah? So he's still evil, it's an evil, it's in Mishal. But Leichas, why aren't you worried? Dilma, Ozil, Umazbin Lacharini, why aren't you worried that this person you're going to sell it to, the wholesaler is going to turn around, sell it to other people, and eventually it'll get to a consumer who is going to use it for their Avodah Zarah. So you're still evil, if not evil. Umekatri, and they'll use it for their Avodah Zarah. Omar Abaye, says Abaye, Alifne Mafkedinan. The prohibition of living either mikshel is directly between me and you. If I'm giving it to you, if I'm two steps away, it's to you, and then you to somebody else, and that and you will be oiv lifnei, then lifnei the lifnei, we don't find a nisr. Here's an example. I'm selling it to you. You're not going to use avodah zarah. You're going to unsell it to somebody else who will use avodah zarah. That's called lifnei lifnei, and there's no nisr for that. V'tanuga lavan, we talk about a white rooster that if a person specifically wants white. That means that they want to use it for their avodah zarah. In our mission, we had an argument. The Tanakhama says he never allowed to sell a white rooster, and Rabbi Yehuda says you know sell it on its own. But if it's part of a batch, and you have red, black, and other colors, and you also want white, then it seems to be allowed to. Now we're going to work out exactly when they're arguing. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, came along Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Zayd, name of Rabbi Zayd, or Ikad the master. Others say it was Rabbi Yehuda, just the name of Rabbi Zayd. Says the following din: If a goy walks into the market, Tanagol to me, he says the Tanagol is to who? Tanagol to me. The Tanagol to me. Yes, who wants to sell me one? Mutter. You need to stop bringing more of his order. Out of Gemara's. Baruch Hashem. Look who's back over here. Mutter. Limkerloi Tanagol Lovan. You're allowed to sell him a white rooster. If he just says, Stam. Sell me a Tanugel. Doesn't nominate what color, and you happen to have a white one, sell it, no problem. Because obviously, if he wanted for Avodah Zarah, he would have clearly specified a white one. What about if he expressly says, Tanugel loving me, who has a white one? Then also, Limka let Tanugel love me. You're not allowed to, because if he's looking for a white one, we know exactly what his intentions are, Avodah Zarah. That's what Abzeda said. So Abzeda said, if you stop saying, one, give me a Tanugel, you're allowed to give me a white. And if he says, I want a dafka, tanigo love, and then you know that Zavod Zod, you're not allowed to sell to him. Says the Gemara Tanan. In our Mishnah, we learned an argument Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama. The Tanakama says, you're never allowed to sell him a tanigo love, and Rabbi Yehuda says, if the tanigo love is in the batch, you're allowed to. Let's try to understand what the goy was asking for at the time. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, Meichir hu loy tanigo love, and you're allowed to sell him a white tanigo, bain ha tanigo, and if it's amongst a part of a batch. Heichi dummy, tell me exactly the scenario. What happened? Ilema, the goy was walking down the street to come, and he was saying, Tanugel loven me, who has a white one? So the Tanakama says you're never allowed to sell him. Rabbi Yehuda says on its own you're not allowed to, but in a batch you're allowed to. Why? Tanugel loven me. I feel a bantio namilai. So what if he bought 10 others black and red? The fact is, if he's looking for a white one, what do we know? What is he intending to do with a white Tanugel? To be marketed for his avodah zarah. How can you do it? Elalav. Who cares? But he wants a white. He wants other ones. He'll take 100 as long as he can get one avodah zarah. He knows the Eden won't sell to him avodah zarah, so he'll take it and to feign. Exactly, that's avodah zarah.
But Rabbi Yehuda's thing is he's selling a group of chickens and happens to be a white.
What did the guy ask for in Rabbi Yehuda's case? No, it can't be I'm buying chickens. Then why would the Tanakam ask? We'll see in a second. Right in the rest of the morning is going its way through. If he's saying, I'm buying, give me a white chicken, then obviously it should be us as well. No boss. Who has Tanagolim? So Rabbi Yehuda is saying, if you happen to have a white one, so, you know, big deal. And the Tanakama would hold that even then you're not allowed to. So the Gemara says, and you, Rabbi Zeta, just said you're allowed to. So what's going on here? He just went around saying, who has happened to have a Tanagol? Didn't ask about any specific colors. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the only time you can sell it is in a batch. On its own, you can't. But he said, Tanu Golem Mi. Rabbi Zeta just said, if a guy is walking around saying, Tanu Golem Mi, you're allowed to sell him a white one, because he's not asking for it. But there will be clearly Rabbi Yehuda holds only in the batch, and Tanakama holds that even in the batch you're not allowed to. We're talking about over here. According to Rabbi Zeta, keep going to Omar, Zeh Vazeh. He says, I want the white and I want the black. He's saying clearly, I want the white and I want the black. Now the question is, if he would have said Tanugol Stam, according to everybody, you're allowed to sell my Tanugol Lovin. If he would have said Tanugol Lovin, according to everybody, you cannot sell. So what's happening here? He's just saying, I want this Tanugol and I want this Tanugol. Or he's saying, give me a Tanugol Lovin and a Tanugol Shochel. He's Chatchila asking for two, but he mentioned Lovin first. So therefore, and therefore, according to the Tanakama, there's no way you can sell it because he expressly asked for Tanugol Lovin. According to Rabbi Yehuda, because he also asked for a Tanugol Shachar or a Tanugol Adam, so he showed us that he's not only for Avodah, it's not really for Avodah Zarah, and why he's asking for red or black. He said, therefore he said, you're allowed to sell to him. That's what he means by a batch.
If he asks, you don't sell him, what about Daki Shalom? Oh,
you just say, yeah, I'm out of it, it's all sold. But Avodah Zarah, not when it comes to Avodah Zarah, there's certain limits of Daki Shalom. This is clearly going straight to Avodah Zarah. You're even easing the title, it's not even.
It's all contradictory.
Yeah. Tanya Nami Hochi, we learned, Omar Rav Yehuda said, Eimasai, in fact, we're looking at Rav Yehuda said, Eimasai, when do we say that you're not allowed to sell him, Bizman Sha Omar Tanagol Zeh Lovin? Give me this. Rashi said the word Zeh is relevant here. But give me a Tanagol Lovin, then you're not allowed to sell him at all. Avali Mama Zeh Vazeh, give me white and black, or white and red. Mutu, you're allowed to. And according to Rashi, it's only because he asked for white first. But if you were asked for white later, then maybe you would be allowed to. Even if he says Tanugol Zeh, you're allowed to. Again, because you're asking for other colors as well. So it's part of a batch. According to Yehuda, Tanakam says, no, you're not allowed to at all. Now, even if he says, I want this one white. He clearly said, I want white. Sometimes you're allowed to sell to him. When? Either kachavim she'asa mishtal b'noy, if he's making a chasna for his son. Or she'hoi l'choyle b'ter beis, he had somebody sick in the house, and he wanted to make a nice meal, and the white chicken l'choy to make a white rooster or whatever, makes it look like a nice meal or something. Then mutter, then you're allowed to, because it's clearly not for avodah zarah. So even though he asked for white, but we know the reason why he's doing it is for another reason altogether. It's Thanksgiving, he wants to have this nice big white chicken on the table. Then you're allowed to. I for the Gemara we learned. It says in our Mishnah that we had in the beginning. If a guy is making a party for a son, we had all those laws that 3 days prior you're not allowed to engage in business by a king and so on and so forth. But we said that if a person, individual, cut his beard, shaved his bluteus, or is making a wedding for his son, then on that day you're not allowed to engage with him. But prior you're allowed to, and only that person. But it seems clear from the Mishnah, but that person, you're not allowed to engage. So how can you sell a Tanugol Lovin the day of the Chasna? Because during the Chasna they're giving all kinds of thanks to their deity. We're talking about Betavzik. Tavzik is an interesting word, but it used to make a party like a hen's night or a bachelor's evening. It used to make a party before the wedding just for friends. And that's where you're allowed to give them the white chicken, because they don't yet, it's not yet the chasna, so they're not yet giving any thanks to their deities. But nevertheless, we know exactly why he's making this fancy dinner.
I mean, why it's called a hen's night.
Yeah, that's very good. Well, says in Maravite, Tanan, we learned, Vishar Kolad Vodim, the Mishnah says, what about everything else? Forget about these chickens or anything else, roosters. What about everything else? Besides all the things in the Mishnah. What about everything else? It says, "Stomon, if they stand by you without expressing why they're buying it, then mutter you're allowed to sell them because it's unrelated to avodah zarah." But a pirushan luchayi, the pashat pshat is, if they clearly say we're buying this for avodah zarah, us is forbidden. Says the Gemara, what's going on here? My stomon, what does he mean? He's walking around saying stam, and my pirushan, what do you mean? He's walking around saying clearly what he wants. What's going on here? Ilema stomon. Stomon means the kamar chiti chavartum. He's saying, give me white wheat. What's white wheat? Nothing. There's no relation between white wheat and avodah zarah. Nobody specifically looks for white wheat for avodah zarah. And perushan, and that's the feel out of sultan. Perushan means the comedy says, la avodah chavim, give me some wheat because I want to use it for avodah zarah. Now, the chayda, neither case is a chiddush. Lo yistaman tzrich lememer. You don't have to tell me in the case of stomon that you're allowed to sell to him. A guy wants to buy wheat. What's the big deal? Why not? And you, of course you're allowed to. And nor do you have to tell me that you sell them. Nor do you have to tell me that if he clearly says, I want to use the Favre Zodah, don't sell to him. Obviously not sell to him. He's telling you I'm using Favre Zodah. What's the point of the Mishnah? L'chayda, the point of the Mishnah is as follows. And it's going to be a problem of Zeta. The stomon, they call machiti. Pirusha, by this one has. Stomach means, he says, I want wheat. No problem. Pirushan, the ka'ama chivarta, give me white wheat. Now, L'chayda, why is he specifically asking for white wheat? Sounds like he wants to do the avodah zarah. And therefore, white wheat is asa, but stam wheat is mutter. Contrast that with a tarnagol, because he's saying v'shar dvorim. I mean, tarnagol is different. That means by a tarnagol, even if it's a stomach, you don't trust him because very, very often they use it for avodah zarah. Akasha labzeda. Labzeda said by a tiny girl, if he says tiny girl and me, tiny girl and me, you're allowed to sell him. Only if it's a tiny girl loving. No, that difference between stam and loving is by chitim. But when it comes to tiny girl, it makes no difference what he says. If a guy wants a tiny girl, you're not allowed to sell him. Miklal the tiny girl for the stomach. Now, you shouldn't sell them. We say, loilam stomach. No, you're talking about shot. We're talking about wheat. And we're talking about the guy says white wheat. Stoma dekama chiti chivat. He wants white wheat. And yet the Mishnah says you're allowed to sell to him. Because it's unrelated to avodah zarah. Pirushon, he clearly says avodah zarah. I ask the question, if he clearly says avodah zarah, why do you need a Mishnah to tell you you're not allowed to sell to him? Of course you're not allowed to sell to him either. Dekama lavodah chavim. Upirushon itzacher. There's a chiddush involved here when it comes to the pirushon. What's a chiddush? Salka datim, I would have thought, hi gavra, this goy, lavla avoidas kachavim kabay. He taka doesn't need the wheat when he says, I want to have a desert. He doesn't want to have a desert. So why is he walking around saying, telling everybody he's using it for a desert? For business. He is so attached to his avodah zarah, that if a guy walks into his store and says, I want to buy something, this guy also owns the store, says, I want to buy something avodah zarah, he give him a 20% discount to help him out to do his avodah zarah. And he thinks that everybody else works on the same modus operandi, that he walks into a store, he tells avodah zarah, give him a 20% discount. So he's walking around and telling everybody whatever he's buying, even though it's for himself, I'm buying for avodah zarah, so he expects to get his discount. Because white wheat is not something that's generally used for avodah zarah. So therefore, we would have thought that even if he says avodah zarah, don't believe him, you can sell to him. He thinks, just like me, he talks about himself in third person. Avik Bey is attached to avodah zarah, and I give a discount. Kuli Alma, Nami Avika, everybody else is also attached to avodah zarah. Ey Mahachi, I will say this, he'll give it to me at a much bigger discount. Kamash Ralan, that would know. If he says avodah zarah, he's not allowed to sell him. There's a chiddush involved. Says he's motivated. Boy, Rav Ashi says, what happened? The guy walks around saying, give me a tanagur love on Ketua. Who has a white tiny girl that's ketua, that's missing a leg or something? Which we learned before, right? We learned from Nayach that by goyim, if they have an animal or whatever, a bird that's missing an aver, you're not allowed to bring it up as a sacrifice, which means clearly he's not using it for avodah zarah. So are you allowed to sell him a tiny girl oven? The problem is, you know, who has a tiny girl oven ketua hanging around when they're selling it? Very few. So you say to the guy, look, I'm sorry, I don't have a tiny girl oven ketua, but I have a regular tiny girl oven. Are you allowed to sell to him? Because he clearly was saying, even though he mentioned Lovan, he said Ketua. Isn't that telling us that he doesn't really want a avodah zarah? So can you sell him a tanug or Lovan in this instance? Rav Zeida said before,
he's looking for cheaper because you sell it for less.
But he can't use it for avodah zarah then.
Yeah.
So then what's wrong selling it? Before, Rav Zeida said, if you walk around saying tanug or lemi, tanug or lemi, you're allowed to sell him a Lovan because he's not looking for avodah zarah. So what happened? He does say Lovan, but he says Ketua. Says the Gemara, are going smart enough to outright to outsmart us or not? When they said Ketua. Mao, it looks like all the Yiddish, all the retailers were all Yidden. all the wholesalers and retailers are all Yidden, and they're going with the customers. Mao limko loy tanugo lovin shalom. Can you, are you permitted to sell them or ordinary tanugo lovin? Mi amrin, and do we say midigama kutua? Since he expressly said, you know, he's looking for a cheaper chicken, obviously, and he doesn't. And he's saying, I don't need avodah zarah. I want you to give me a white chicken. Lav lavodah yichamuk boyi, missing a pulka or something. Doesn't matter. Oidilma, perhaps irumi come at him. He knows that the storekeepers don't carry tanugoim kutuim, so therefore he's asking for it, knowing that he doesn't have it, to offer him a tanugo lovan, and this way he'll have for his avodah zarah. Which one is it? The question is, goy can walk around with the Yiddish cup when it comes to these.
How far do you go? But then he knows that we know that he knows that we won't sell.
Exactly.
Why did you sell him a cup of Lego?
Because we, why?
They sell them at a cheaper price.
You're right. We learned a few
you
days ago we do that.
Chicken, you're going to have to sell it to him for $5 because it's damaged.
Because there's a concept called Baltashchis. You're not allowed to, as Ashish told us 3 days ago. You're
not allowed to someone else.
But it's not, yeah. But it's not worth an eighth of a chicken, whatever it is you cut off. Let's see the price discount.
But
the health department doesn't allow you to sell only this one little part.
He wants katua because it's cheap, no?
Yeah.
I know, but you're going to take a $10 chicken, cut off a leg, and now you have to sell it for $5.
Okay, that's a question.
You alleviate that concern by cutting it.
What about cruelty? No, cut off a leg.
We learned before that the Tzar Bal Chaim is awesome. That I say, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to Tzar Bal Chaim. You're not allowed to do that. But we had a few occasions we said you're allowed to do that. That you have, but if you sell to them, you have to do it in a way that you don't have, you know, it's missing. You let, they were talking about when you bought it from him, what you should do. But you're not allowed to go to Chatchila and do Tzar Bal Chaim. You're not allowed to do that. So, Im Tim Tzalemen, if you're going to tell me, the Gemara is going to leave with it. This is one of the questions that you're always going to have to deal with when it comes back. Im Tim Tzalemen, if you're going to answer me, hi. The only question is, if there's no avodah zarah, then why would you ask the question? There's no avodah zarah then. So what's going to, if there's no avodah zarah today? None of that. There's no, the Tzalemen says no avodah zarah today. So when Mashiach will come, avodah zarah will come back. Why are we going to ask him the question?
To the Hindus and the Buddhists and all these.
They didn't know about the Asian world. And even the Hindus, with machlek is between them what it's all about. Is it really a avodah zarah or just something representative or something?
You've got a getchka every day of the week.
It doesn't necessarily mean a getchka. Hi, irumi de komaidim. Im tizalem, if you're going to say irumi de komaidim, is just trying to you know, outsmart us. What about he walks around saying, tanaga loving lemi, tanaga loving lemi? He walks around asking for a white tanaga. He's asking for it. So it's clearly he wants a avodah zarah, you would think. But then what you did was v'yavle shachar. You gave him a black one, I guess to test him. V'shakli took it, and then the yavale adam gave a red one. V'shakli took it. Now mao limkele lovin. The fact that he took the red and the black doesn't that show when he asked for white, he really wasn't looking for avodah zarah. Looking for avodah zarah, why take the red one? He's wasted $10 there. Why take the black one? He wastes another $10 there. Obviously, he just wants food. He's not looking for avodah zarah. So the question is as follows: Mi amin do we say kiven the yahavah shachav v'shakal adam? He gave him a black one and a red one. V'shakal took it. Adam v'shakal red one he took it. Lav lav v'yichom boy. He clearly showed us that he's prepared to spend all this money. It's not for avodah zarah. Oydil me irumi kamaidim. It's worth for him to lose $20 to get his white tanya girl, and he's trying to trick the yid. Teku. The question is: does a goy have yiddish cup or not? That's the bottom line. Teku. That's Gelio.
I don't think so.
If he's a Korean and learns Gemara, then maybe yes.
Tell you what, right? Gemara doesn't know. Gemara's not so sure. Take who? Rameyah says, Avdeka Rameyah. Now, this is an interesting thing over here. Rameyah said, I was looking up to see a little bit more about this, but I didn't. Rameyah says that this Dekel, we'll see in a second. The Mishnah that also this thing called a Dekel Tov, whatever, a good Dekel, whatever that is, and a Chatzav, and a Nikol of Yinala sell too good. Some kind of a palm tree, species of palm tree. Says the Gemara, look at the Gemara here. Omele Rav Chizda la Avimai. Rav Chizda said to Avimai. Gemiri, we have a tradition. The Avoidah Kechavim. That the Masechta Avoidah Zorah. The Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was learning to say Avoidah Zorah, and in his time Avoidah Zorah was rife, as we know from all the Midrashim. Dalid Meir Pirke. His Masechta Avoidah Zorah had 400 prakim. Va'anan, our Masechta Avoidah Zorah only has Chamisha. 5 prokim. And yet, v'loyadin and Mike come in. And the 5, we don't know what we're talking about. He had 400, and he knew exactly what he was talking about. And we have 5, and we don't know anything. What do you mean? Or my kasha. So, you know, you want to know what Avraham Avinu did? If every mesecht of his was, how many times more, was almost 100 times greater than ours, it kept him busy. If we do Daf Yomi, once I think it out, if we took Daf Yomi to go 7.5 years ago through Shas, if Avraham Avinu's Shas was almost 100 times longer than ours, you would think that everything, why punk Avodah Zarah? Because he had a lot of Avodah Zarah then.
He was an expert.
How much did you
have there? That's what I'm saying. He grew up in Terech Seah, so he had a fashtan of Avodah Zarah. He knew each Getzke, what it was for.
Okay, my kasha, what's bothering the chizah so much? You say we have five prokem, you know what's going on here. What don't you know what's going on? So that's what Avimei asked him. Diktoni le meyoyim, he says, av dekel tav, chetzav v'niklam osr. Lim kol chom shalto goy. Dekel tav, it sounds from here, dekel tav v'du le mazbini. You know, I'll sell this dekel tav. Ha dekel bish mazbini, but a weak one. Yeah, a weak one or a dry one of a palm tree, you're allowed to sell. That's what it sounds like. Only a good one you're allowed to. But now, we learned in a Mishnah later on, ein moichin lehem b'mechub l'karkas. In absolute terms, you're not allowed to sell any trees, regardless of what kind of tree it is. So how do we understand this? Why is Amir stressing Dekel Tav? V'chein, Amalei said to him, you misunderstood. You think Dekel Tav means a tree? We're talking about the dates. My Dekel Tav, Peda is Dekel Tav. We're talking about the dates. Of course, the tree itself, you're never allowed to sell to a guy. We're talking about the fruits of the tree. Only the Dekel Tav, you're not allowed to sell to the guy. V'chein, Dekel Tav, it means the Pedas of a Dekel Tav, you're not allowed to sell to a guy. Then the next thing that Meir says was chatzah. You're not allowed to sell a chatzah. What's a chatzah? Kashba, another kind of date. You're not allowed to sell to a goy. These are things that they used to use for avodah zarah. And what's niklam ki osad avdimi? Now this, if you ever will learn an art scroll, and there's a word in the Gemara in Aramaic, you don't know what it is, and then you look at the Taicha and they use the exact same word, and you ask, so what did I need it for? The Gemara will answer you right now why you need it. Ki osad avdimi amar abchamba yosef. You want to know what niklam is? Kuraiti. It's kuraiti. Oh, it's a kind of a fruit. Amalei, Abayi Ravdimi, Tana, Nicholas. The Mishnah says Nicholas. Nobody knows what Nicholas is. So we ask you, and you come along, and you tell us a brainstorm about Amrit Kuraiti. We don't understand. What did you help us? You gave us another word that no one knows what it means. And even when they have a translation in English, sometimes you have no idea what the English word is either. Amalei, you want to know what I achieved? I'll tell you what I achieved. I helped you. When you come to another place where these things maybe grow, you'll tell them, come back to Israel, and you'll tell them, Niklim Vilayadi, and they won't know what you're talking about. They'll say, what are you talking about? Amrilu, you'll tell them, it's like phylacteries of Israel, you'll say, Kuraiti. Then the Yadi, they'll know what you're talking about. Come, I'll show you exactly what it is. You speak to somebody who has a dictionary, who knows these English words, they'll tell you exactly what it is. And at least it moved it forward a step. Maybe now you know what it is. Mishnah. Now, this is an extraordinary concept here. The idea that goyim in those days, bestiality, was so prevalent in those days, far more than anything else. We'll learn later in the Gemara, you're not allowed to leave your horse on its own in a goyish paddock. Because you can't trust the goy, even if he's married, even if he has other horses. Now, even though we learned before, if the there's no problem with the when you have other behemoths, but not when about other things. But now when it comes to your to behemoth, especially Yiddish behemoth, they enjoy bestiality with the Yiddish behemoth more than anything else, or every behemoth. So therefore, the Mishnah talks about if you're allowed to sell an animal to a guy, because if the evil is sitting Michshel, because who knows what kind of relationship, like the Chamor of Bilam. They have these special kind of relationships. Says the Gemara, and the Rishonim say that today doesn't happen. In those places where the meaning was, that you're allowed to sell ordinary animals, they weren't choshe them for bestiality, for the via. If the meaning is to sell these ordinary animals to a guy, you're allowed to sell them. But Mokim, sorry? Yes, regular animal. Mokim shenogu shalaylim, but the meaning is that you don't sell to them because of the chash of bestiality, the name Moichin al Sodom, because you'll be over lifni evil asit in Michel. Over Chol Mokim, but everywhere, ain Moichin lehem behema gasa. You're not allowed to sell them a large animal for different reason, because behema gasa are there for work. And the problem is that you're not allowed to lend them an animal, because you're not allowed to rent them an animal, because they might use it on Shabbos, and the Torah says that your animals have to rest. So we don't want you to sell them an animal. Gzeda, you might lend them your animal, or rent your animals, as we'll see in the next few days, if we're talking about renting or lending. Whether they're whole or even whether they're broken. Why not? Why the broken, what's the problem? The broken, they can't be used for malacha, so what's the problem? Nevertheless, we make a gzeda. It's like a double gzeda, but it's like one big gzeda. If you're going to sell them these animals, next time you're going to rent them or lend them. And therefore, we're worried about Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says, Mate Bishwur. He said, if it's broken, then you're not going to ever use it for malacha, so there's no reason to make a gzeda, so you're allowed to sell to them. Ben Seder is Mate Besus. Ben Seder says you're allowed to a horse because a horse is mainly used for riding, and riding an animal on Shabbos is only Midrabban and Matoida Chaynois is Atzmoy. It's only Midrabban and you might break a branch. So he says you're allowed to sell a horse. Even the Gemara talks later also about a horse that used to carry birds. We'll see later. Says the Gemara, Lememra, you're coming, you tell me here. There's no, you tell me, Mokim Shinogu. Sounds like Isuda, Lek, an Isur. To sell it to a guy because of bestiality is not a problem. If Naiva says, Mirshal, we're not worried about it. Minhagu, the Ika. That's all a problem of minig. That hecha the nog is a nog, hecha nog het a nog. It sounds from you that if the minig is that you shouldn't sell them, fine. And if the minig is you should, you're fine. But I mean, that's a question. We learned, ein ma midin behema bepundukoy shlegachav. You're not allowed to put in their paddocks by their hotels. If they shechashud nalavi, you can't trust the guy that won't be in a bestiality. So it sounds like there's an Eastern involved, not just a question of a minig. So we have two answers, Gemara. Rav said that even that particular din about a pundik is also talking about only in the place where the minig is that you don't sell them because you don't trust them. If the minig is you don't sell them, you don't trust them, nor should you leave it alone in the paddock. That's all. It's totally minig. No such din. Omarat, mokum she tira limkur to tira yachid, mokum she osur liyachid, osur limkur. If the minig is that you're allowed to sell, then you're allowed to be miyachid because there's no chashe bestiality. If the minig is that you that's osur bestiality, you're not allowed to sell. That's what he holds. Comes along Rabbi Lozer and he says, no. I've been mocking. He says, there's a big difference between leaving it alone in the paddock and selling to them. The difference is as follows. When you leave it alone in the paddock, whose horse is it? Or whose animal is it? It's the Yid's animal. The guy doesn't mind having bestiality animal, even though it could be he damages the animal. It's not his, it's the Yid's. But if he buys it from you, he doesn't want to have a bestiality with his own animals, because maybe he's going to cause damage to his animal. So that you cannot compare or relate or link the din of leaving it in his paddock and the din of selling him an animal that now he's paid money for and it's his. Even in a place we're not allowed to leave it alone in the paddock because of bestiality. You're allowed to sell to him. Why? My time. The guy is very concerned about an animal that he owns. He doesn't want in any way to adversely affect it. The Av Rav and castrated. It'll cause him that he can't have any offspring. The Av Rav Hodme. In fact, eventually Rav himself changed his mind and he agreed that there's an Isser to leave your animal alone with Goyim. The Amar Rav Tachlifa, Amar Rav Shela Baravim, Mashmeda, in the name of Rav. Oive Kachavim. Chos al Behemte. When it comes to his own animal, he is concerned. Shaloi to Oker, you shouldn't in any way make it sterile. So therefore, you're allowed to sell. But even in, so that's why it depends on the minig. Mashenkin upon it.